A jar is going to cost you around $20.99 plus tax. All right, that was number eight. Number seven, we've got cheese. Okay, more cheese. Chateau de Bourgogne with truffles. I did actually practice how to say that. The pronunciation escapes me, but forgive me. That goes for 200 grams. It's about $30. This is pricey. I didn't really know too much about it, but because the truffles have to be foraged by pigs and they're very, very hard. They're like literally impossible to cultivate. You have to use a pig to get them and they're underground. And I guess only the pigs can get them. So that's why it's so expensive, but well worth it and very, very special. Okay, let's see. Here we go. We keep going. Number six, we've got fresh turkey. Fresh turkey, tasty turkey from Keene, Ontario. Impress your family with your gourmet cooking. It's fresh, never frozen. Very, very juicy. Call the Old Farm Turkey Hotline and get your order now. You don't want to keep, don't wait. Don't put it off. If you need the turkey, you want to make sure that you have it. It's like the most important thing. You need to have the turkey. Make sure you get that. All right. Number five on the list is beef bourguignon pie, frozen. Okay. This is a great gift for anyone, a busy mom, a professional, maybe somebody out of the hospital, maybe someone has some mental health issues, just anyone who needs some support with getting a healthy meal. It's beautifully made. Its crisscross designs are gorgeous. They run about $29.95, well worth it. You just look at it and there's just a lot of love, just a lot of love. Beautiful, just beautiful. Same goes for number four on the list, tortiere. Made from scratch at Old Farm. This is a French Canadian meat dish. Okay. Beautiful. Love this. It's Jeff approved for $28.95. Just pop it in the oven. Pop it in the oven and you're like, you're done. It's awesome. All right. Here we go. We're almost there. Number three, bacon from Hanover View Farms. Okay. I had to say bacon because you know how much I love bacon. They are a cannibal family farm producing ecologically raised pork just down the road. Okay. They work hard to ensure value, flavor, peace of mind in each and every product they provide. About $18 per a package. Okay. Number two on the list is beeswax candles again from Honigman Perry's. Okay. More and more people are paying closer attention to their environments and scents, and people are kind of allergic to different things. You want something that's kind of as clean as possible. So why not use beeswax? Okay. God's wax. That's what I consider it. And you know, light a candle, you know, Take the stress down. Have a moment for yourself. But please, when you're done, blow out the candle. Don't leave them lit, okay? Watch out for the kids. Okay, number one thing. The number one thing that I think you should get at Old Farm Fine Foods is the gift baskets. Number one thing, they're amazing. And the wonderful thing about the gift baskets is that just about everything that I've mentioned on the top 24 of 2024 list at Old Farm Fine Foods is that literally everything can go in the basket, minus, you know, the ready-made foods and the frozen stuff. You can put them all in the basket. Well, they'll tie it up beautifully for you. I think they even sell greeting cards. It's one and done. They're all done. You can have them custom made, or you can have pick up a basket that's already made for you that run about $45 to $85. Okay, so yeah, that's it. It's a wonderful list. Favorite things. Hope you check it out. I think it'll be well worth it. Special thank you to our friends at Old Farm Fine Foods.
And we need to let the government know how important they are. The plan is called the Community Radio Initiative, and we need you to write your local MP to explain why this matters to you. So go to mycri.ca and you can find out how to help protect the future of this community station.
is a very, very, very fine house.
Late in the 1970s, four Kingston women got together to discuss the idea of creating a community house, a place where grassroots organizations, families, and groups could gather. A place where food could be prepared and shared, new skills could be learned, and lively discussion could be encouraged. For over 30 years, Kingston Community House has provided low-cost meeting space for hundreds of groups, allowing people to come together to learn from one another, share resources, and trade skills. As it becomes safe once again to gather in person, we look forward to providing the Kingston community with a comfortable and convenient place to reconnect with one another. Located in downtown Kingston, we operate 7 days a week. For more information on Kingston Community House and how to book, please visit kingstoncommunityhouse.org. Late in the 1970s, four Kingston women got...
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel neglected or unloved? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Protect you, make me yours, and I won't neglect you. I'm teach you how to love you. You can treat me right now. Be a riding man.
Hopefully, I think I'm getting this under control and you can hear me. I think I can hear myself a little bit better. Again, I apologize for the technical difficulties, but we will carry on. You're listening to CFRC 101.9, and I'm your host, Simone the Moan. Flying solo today, but I'm not alone because you're with me and we're just going to hang out and have a good time. Hopefully you heard the top 24, my top 24 of 2024 at Old Farm Fine Foods. Hopefully you heard that. Forgive me if you didn't. We could always bring it to you again next week to kind of remind you of all the wonderful tasty treats that you can pick up at Old Farm Fine Foods. The best place to find quality special gifts for the special people in your life. Now we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the community. And when I think about the community, I think about town downtown, because right now, basically this whole year, I can absolutely say downtown has been bumping. Like, it has been just a buzz with activity and events, and it's been really wonderful. Like, I feel like it's been the best like it's ever been. Like, and super accessible, super fun. There's always something going on and always reason for you to kind of go downtown and have fun, something for everyone. So really, really excited. And the Christmas time is no exception. So again, a lot of stuff going on this weekend, especially this weekend. So just going to go through some of the stuff that's happening right now that you might like, that you might want to go with you, your friends, your family. So first up, we've got the Jersey Nights Before Christmas show. This is a show going on at the Grand Theater, which is at 218 Princess Street, December 13th at 7 p.m. Don't miss the special Christmas presentation that Variety Magazine calls exciting, enthusiastic, and just a lot of fun. The Jersey Nights Before Christmas show, four superb vocalists, a live band, and legendary music of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, nostalgic hits by artists of the Magic Era, and a special presentation of Christmas classics. This is an evening for the whole family. So something you can check out. Tickets go from $62 to $72. Again, that is on December 13th at 7:30 p.m. Okay, next up is Santa Saturday. This is a big, big day. Saturday is a huge day. This Saturday coming up, Saturday, December 14th, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why, because Santa's coming to town. So be ready. Be ready. Not just any town, but Kingstown. Coming to Kingston. So exciting. Santa's coming downtown Kingston. Take your photo with Santa on Brock Street outside of City Hall from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Furry friends are welcome, which is awesome. So bring your pet. Hopefully a pet that can take the cold. Or wrap them up in something pretty warm. So that's happening this Saturday, December 14th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Springer Market Square. Okay, wonderful. Very, very, very exciting. Don't miss it. Remember that, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So get up early, get yourself bundled up, and come out. Bring your dog, bring Fido, okay? And have your picture taken. That's pretty exciting. All right, kids. Grandma, Grandpa, remember, Saturday. All right, next thing happening is free downtown trolley rides. Again, this is this Saturday, December 14th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Okay, so these are free. These are free trolley rides. Travel in style while you're holiday shopping. Let's see here. Your holiday shopping. Every Saturday from December 14th to December 21st, the iconic Red Kingston trolley will be making stops throughout downtown Kingston. Okay, it's going to be stopping at 35 Brock Street, at Casa Domingo, The Works at 298 Princess Street, the Grand Theater at 218 Princess Street, and the Toucan at 76 Princess Street. All you need to enjoy a free trolley ride is your holiday shopping passport with at least one sticker. Children 12 and under can ride for free. Now, if you don't know what this shopping holiday passport is, let me just explain this to you. So your holiday passport is, I guess it's a piece of paper, okay, or a little kind of card, okay? And step one, get your passport at any participating business and just shop, start shopping, okay? Buy something, make a purchase of $10 or more. And once you make a purchase of $10 or more, you can get one sticker. That goes towards one sticker on your passport. And once you get one sticker, then that's enough to go for free, I believe, on the trolley. You just need one sticker that will, that's like your passport to go on the trolley. Okay, now there are other trolley tours that does not include other special trolley tours that have their other prices. This is specifically for the places with the stops that I just mentioned for downtown. Okay, so I'm going to continue on with the holiday passports. So you get more than one sticker, keep shopping, go to different places downtown. Okay, step two, fill your passport with five stickers to enter the holiday passport draws. Okay, you can drop off your completed passport at participating businesses or take a picture of your passport and submit on a line. Okay, so that's step two. Fill it up. Fill your passport with five stickers. Okay, and then you can submit it. Okay, once you've submitted it either to a store or online, there's a little submit button. Okay, I think you can kind of take a picture, something like that. They've got some technology that you can use. Okay, step three, win. Really exciting. Every passport you submit could win. Complete as many passports as you like. You could win one of five weekly draws of 500 in gift certificates to downtown businesses, which is awesome. $500 in gift certificates to your downtown businesses. So places where you already like to shop, you already like to go, $500. The grand prize is $3,000 in gift certificates to downtown businesses. Like, do not miss this. This is awesome. You already like to go downtown. You're already going there to see Santa. You're already going on the trolley ride. Go for it. Go for it. So make sure to fill up your holiday passport. Get your one sticker that allows you to go on the trolley. That will take you around downtown. Get five stickers, and that's something that you can submit. And you can do that as many times as you wish. Wonderful program. I'm really excited. I'm already seeing people on Facebook all over the place, like winning prizes. Like, you actually see the people winning. It's not like these sweepstakes and stuff in contests that you see in magazines or online and you like never see who wins and you just figure like they just want my information. No, this is real, and real people are winning all kinds of prizes and stuff that you already like, right? To stores that you already shop at. Wonderful. Again, another thing that's happening this Saturday on the 14th is free horse and wagon rides. That's so cool. Like, those big horses, I think. So cool. Embrace the winter season in downtown Kingston with a scenic ride on a cozy horse-drawn wagon. Snuggle up and take in the holiday lights and charm. That is so sweet. That's amazing. And that's free this Saturday the 14th and December 21st. Okay? So the pickup and the drop-off is Market Street. That's right beside Springer Market Square at 1 Market Street at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. So again, get there early. You know, do your Santa, do your picture with Santa. Do your horse-drawn buggy. Go with your horses. And then when you're done, go shopping. And then fill up your passport. Like, there's so many things you can do. It's awesome. So many things. Could it get any better? No, yes, it can even get even better because, again, on Saturday, another event, this Saturday, December 14th at 7:30 at the Grand Theater, the Debaters live on tour. I think I've heard the Debaters on CBC. The Debaters live holiday tour is a comedy stage show where comics go mistletoe to toe in a battle of laughs and logic, and the audience picks the winner. This festively funny show features hosts Steve Patterson and two of Canada's top comics performing stand-up and two holiday-themed debates in everyone's favorite comedy debate format. Warning, shows may contain mature content, so be careful. I don't know if it's for children, just wanted to say that. Also, join hilarious Kingston's comic Trevor Strong, which is very, very interesting. So this is Saturday, December 14th, 7:30. Tickets range from $49.50 to $59.50 plus tax, which is very cool and interesting. When you sign up and get your tickets, you can be you can register. 10 lucky ticket holders of the Debaters live show will be able to take a class with Kingston's comic Trevor Strong, who is a comic himself. Very, very interesting bio. Dr. Trevor Strong is a musician, writer, educator, and one third of the music comedy group, The Arrogant Worms. He is also an adjunct professor at Queen's University Faculty of Education, teaching primary junior music at Queen's Faculty of Education. He also co-wrote a song that was once played in space, which is so cool. And so you'll be able to take a little course with him if you get chosen. So yet another reason to go to this show. Maybe if you have kind of a desire to be a comedian, maybe it's something you've always wanted to do and never thought, well, you could do it. Here is your opportunity to get some instruction from someone who already does it. Amazing. So very, very exciting. You should check that out. That is happening on Saturday. This Saturday is just a huge day. That is 7:30 at the Grand Theater, the Debaters live on tour. Okay, following the Debaters live on tour happening December 17th at 7 p.m. again at the Grand Theater. The Grand Theater is on fire. So many things happening there. Is Elvis, a Christmas special starring Pete Paquette. Okay, if you like Elvis, if you like the King, he's going to be coming, returning this holiday season, the incredible showman Pete Paquette and his band, the Rocking Royals, with the sensational Tonettes, brings you Elvis, a Christmas special. Best known for his portrayal of Elvis Presley, Pete takes the stage to celebrate Christmas holidays through a special tribute performance of the King's greatest Christmas carols, songs of inspiration such as Blue Christmas, Here Comes Santa, and Oh Come All Ye Faithful, The Wonderful World of Christmas, and many more traditional Christmas favorites that you just want to hear. You just want to hear the Joy to the World and Oh Little Town, those types of things. Wonderful, inspirational music, never gets old. Oldies but goodies. With the entire Christmas songbook at their disposal, Pete will take you on a magical journey and sing a variety of some of his personal favorite Christmas songs that are dear to his heart. Don't miss his heartwarming show this holiday season. Tickets are $69. So lots and lots and lots and lots going on this Saturday. I just feel like it's the day. Santa's coming. The horses are coming. You can get your shopping done. You can go see the following day. I think it's on Wednesday 17th. You can go see Elvis. You can be a comedian if you want. Like, there's so many things happening. There's something for everyone. So go have some fun downtown. Go have some fun downtown. Take a trolley ride. I'm really excited. I've been excited all year. It's like they are killing it. Downtown Kingston, Kingston Tourism, Kingston Live Music, all you guys who are doing all the things, you're absolutely killing it. Awesome. Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. Let's see. Last songs that we heard, I think it was Right Hand Man by Barron's Whitefield and the Savage. And then we had Goldie by Emily G. Black. And we're just going to continue on to just rock and roll here on CFRC 101.9. I'm with you till the end, Simone the Moan. And we're just going to keep going. So let's go. Next one, hit record by Private Lives.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, hey. We're still here. I'm still here. I'm Simone the Moan, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9. And we're just hanging out, just chilling on this. It's a crispy, not so crispy, wintry Wednesday. But goodness, I really liked that last song. That song was really good. I don't recall ever hearing that song before. Loving You is Sweeter Than Ever by the Explorers Club. So sweet. I love that kind of, I don't know if it's a 70s kind of vibe. Good on you, Jeff the Movie Nerd. Really, really like that. And I believe before that, we had Hit Record by Private Lives. Really, really like Loving You is Sweeter Than Ever by the Explorers Club. Love it. That was so sweet. We all need a little sweetness. We all need a little love. Find those in your life. Tell them that you love them. Don't forget to tell them. Give them a little hug. We all need to be reminded sometimes that we're loved. Yeah, so now our little segment in our little hangout together, our movie and film segment. Now, normally this is Jeff the Movie Nerd. Like, he is called the Movie Nerd. Like, that is his title. That is his official title, because the guy's like a walking encyclopedia when it comes to movies and film. Like, he knows everything about everything, and the directors and the producers and what they won and what they didn't win. Me, not so much. Kind of like a casual person. I'll kind of like, you know, here and there, kind of generally have an idea. Don't know any of these, like, indie or alternative or film noir. I don't know any of that stuff, but I'm learning step by step. You know, and I kind of just, you know, watch what appeals to me. And these days, we've got so much content. We've got so many streaming services. What do we got? We've got Prime with Amazon. You've got Netflix. You've got Disney Plus. And then they've got their extra ones with Crave and Paramount. All these, there's so much stuff. But sometimes you ever feel like there's so much stuff to watch, so much content, but like nothing to watch that you're kind of really interested in. It's like, okay. And sometimes they'll keep sending you emails like, oh, watch this. You're really, really gonna like this. You're really, really gonna like this. And so Amazon clawed me back. They sent me another free membership. Only 30 days. You can cancel anytime. Like, oh, okay, I'll come back. So they were really pushing for me to watch this film, newish film called Fall Guy, starring Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. And it looked interesting. And, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna give it a try. And, you know, see, you know, what it's about. And so I watched it and I was like, got through like a quarter of it and just stopped watching it. Just like, it didn't really hold my attention. And I'm thinking, I don't know why, because I'm like, it looks like a really big budget, very splashy film. And, you know, Ryan's huge and Emily's huge and they've done really big films, but it just didn't really do it for me. It didn't really excite me. Usually sometimes I watch action films, but sometimes it could be a bit much. I remember somebody telling me, you know, maybe someone should take it easy with the action films before bed. Maybe not something so stressful. Maybe you should try doing a comedy, something a little bit lighter, you know? So I thought, okay, let me give that a try. So I thought, let's see, what have I got that I don't know, that maybe I've never seen before, that might be a little bit lighter? And so I'm going through, and I saw the film The 40-Year-Old Virgin, which I'd never seen before. That's with Steve Carell. And who doesn't love Steve Carell from his The Office days? Who doesn't love Michael Scott? What a great character. Watch him forever. And so I thought, I guess going into it, I thought it was kind of maybe it was like a bro. Like, I didn't really anticipate kind of really getting into it. I thought, oh, maybe I'll watch 5 minutes of it, and maybe it's kind of, I don't know, maybe it'd be kind of, I don't know what I was thinking. I just thought, I don't know if it was something I was really going to get into, but I thought, oh, let me see what it's about. And I was pleasantly surprised. Really, really surprised. This movie really, really surprised me. I think it's kind of a classic. And I was surprised about how sweet it was. Like, it was a really touching and sweet, film. This film was written by Steve Carell himself and Jed Apatow. And it's about, in case you don't know, it's about a 40-year-old virgin who is an electronic store clerk, stock boy named Andy, who's horrified when he's found out to be a virgin by his workmates, just as he is becoming one of the gang. His friends David, Jay, and Cal surprise him by making it their mission to get him a girl and help him to lose his virginity. So he's got his friends there, and they're like, okay, this can't be. We've got to help you. Crossover, I guess. Crossover into being a grown-up. Being a man. And so, you know, it's interesting, you know, how he kind of goes through, you know, this journey. And what I found is it was just a really touching, really like a coming of age kind of story. And I just thought it was really sweet. Like, he meets this girl named Trish that he really likes, and she becomes his new girlfriend. And she's a single mom with kids, and she kind of inspires the man in him. And he has this extensive, spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, has this extensive like toys, I don't know what to call them, nerd toys, you know, like action figures and stuff. And she says, you know, you could probably start your own store if you sell them or whatever. And she kind of inspires him to do that, and he starts doing things. And then he becomes a floor manager from being a stock boy, and really just starts growing up. And it's really kind of neat, because I guess from society's perspective, like, he's kind of low when it comes to, like, we say all of these stereotypes don't matter and it's whatever, but, you know, still people are judged. It's like, okay, he's a stock boy, he doesn't have a car, you know, he rides a bike, you know, he's not, you know, like, people like to talk like this whole new language of what's a high value man and what's a high value woman and all of this stuff. So he's kind of in this space, and Trish is in this space too, where she's a single mom and she's got kids, and she could be perceived as, oh, you know, she's got all this baggage with the kids. But they kind of find each other, and really he kind of brings out her, just like brings her to life. It's really, really touching. And what I did not expect is that they actually, I thought, okay, he's gonna tell Trish and then, you know, he's gonna lose his virginity and then the movie's gonna be done. But actually, it goes on, like, the last act of the movie, they get married. Which is interesting. I remember sitting there, I was watching, why is he wearing white too? And I'm like, because he's a virgin. So he's wearing white. They're there. It's this really sweet thing. And then they're racing to their honeymoon to consummate the marriage. And it's just really touching, really beautiful. And it's kind of not, like, there's no shame. It's very, very sweet. Very, very sweet. And what I liked about it, I think it just kind of shows, regardless of your journey or where you are or where you think you should be, everybody has value, right? You have value, and you shouldn't be ashamed of your journey. It is your own, right? So I just thought it was very, very sweet. I did not expect that at all. And I really liked it, and I laughed a bit, and I just thought it was very, very sweet. And I didn't expect that at all. So I really, really like that film. I'm glad that I watched it. So I would recommend that. I think it's 16. It's recommended for ages 16 and up. I really enjoyed that. Really, really sweet. I like that. And I guess what's the next movie I watched after that? I think it was a Hallmark Christmas movie, which I didn't love as much. Way too perfect for me. Nobody's hair was out of place. It was just too much perfection for me. But still, I watched it till the end because I wanted to kind of say I watched a Hallmark movie. And it is what it is. Like, they're not trying to be anything that they're not. It is what it is. And it's completely okay if you like Hallmark too. So that's, just really enjoyed those movies. Very, very cool. And I guess I want to add probably one more thing to that I wanted to tie into that in terms of the theme about value. And Jeff Demer, Movie Nerd, mentioned this to me. Golden Globes are coming up and the nominations are in. And Canada's very own Pamela Anderson was nominated for her very first Golden Globe for her performance in the movie The Last Showgirl. Now, I don't really know anything about this movie, only that this is a really big deal for Pamela, as she's played a lot of different roles. I don't know if she's really had a very serious dramatic turn, and it's a big deal for her at 57. Her whole recent I don't know how to describe it, but you know, publicity, I guess, you know, to kind of reintroduce her to the public again, and the whole no makeup and, you know, just showing her age is pretty, I don't know. I think it's genius. I think it really, really worked well. And I can only imagine what it's like for women, especially someone like Pamela, who is known for her beauty, just known. And as we know, we all grow and we all change and we get older, and you're just not, as much as you can do, like, we are all just human. You're not going to look exactly as you did when you were like 20 or 18 years old. And I really do feel for a lot of these leading ladies or Hollywood stars or who are compared to that. How does that feel? That must be very, very difficult. And, you know, when you're known for that, or people like Pamela Anderson or Shania Twain, who were just like otherworldly, just their just beauty, just otherworldly, just stunning. And it changes, and they're still beautiful, but it's just not the same. That's just reality. And how hard that must be. But I really liked what she had to say. She said, Pamela Anderson, she said at 57, she said it's never too late to dream, to start again, and to be open to new possibilities. So I think that's really, again, another wonderful thing to remember. Your story doesn't have to be over. Remember that your journey is your own. Sometimes we get tied up in trying to compare our journey to other people's journey or their best journeys and our difficult journeys. It's hard to do, but don't do it. It's a thief of your joy. And, you know, you have value. You know, you have value because you're a human being. You have value. And so, regardless of your age or what you look like, you have value. And just wanted to kind of, hopefully that ties in a little bit to the movie selections and Steve Carell's journey and 40-year-old virgins. We're all kind of just on a journey. It is what it is, and just accept it. All you can do is do your best. So good on for Pamela. We're very excited to see kind of where this takes her and opening new conversations about what it means to be a woman and being in a society that's certainly more, definitely more focused on the visual than we ever were in the past. So interesting stuff happening in the film, and movie world, at least for me. Certainly enjoyed that. We're going to continue on with our music that Jeff the Movie Nerd has chosen. Next up, we've got Carter and the Capitals with a lovely, lovely, lovely. You are listening to CFRC 101.9. I'm your host, Simone Limon.
She don't really love me, 'cause she puts all her friends above me. I walk into the coffee shop, I give her all the change that I got. When the sun comes down and the big cowboys come around, you know she's gonna fall for it. She's more than an accomplice, she's a culprit. And when the sun comes up and the day reveals it's a bluff, you know she loved me most of all. My gun is in the holster and I'll blow them all away.
Hey ho, I'm invulnerable. Hell no, I never let us go. And hey yo, I got money to blow. But just know, I'm invulnerable.
She got a recipe for disaster, see, but she's wild and free. Where the chaos be when she comes down, nah, 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 nah. And she won't clown with the rah, rah, rah. I wanna see her every day, hey. She always wanna work and I play, hey. So when the sun comes down and the real top boy comes around, yeah, you know she's so stuck on me, and none of your triggers can't buck with me. Hell no. And the sun says hi and the church bells ring in the sky. Nobody's gonna talk no more. We knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door, yeah.
Hey ho, I'm invulnerable. Hell no, I never let us go. Hey yo, I got money to blow. Just know I'm invulnerable. Girl, you say that I'm too much, but you don't say that when we touch. Oh, the magic of the night, two snakes lined up so tight. All I ever wanna do is hit the road, just me and you. We were made to break the law.
Even though we had a few obstacles, a few technical difficulties, we're still together. It's still awesome. Thank you so much for hanging out with me and sticking with me through it all. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. I'm your host, Simone the Moan, and I'm happy it made it through one piece, imperfectly perfect, and it's all right. I get to the end and I think, why was I so scared? Why was I so freaked out? It was okay. It's always good to try. I'm so glad. I talked to my mom. And I'm like, I don't know. It's been such a long time since I've done it by myself. She's like, no, you can do it. You can do it. It's always so wonderful to have that encouragement from those who know you most and who love you. So thank you so much, Mom, for encouraging me to keep on keeping on. You just heard Invulnerable by Chaos, which is quite fitting. Beanfields by Shannon and the Clams, and Lovely, Lovely, Lovely by Carter and the Capitals. So we're at the end. What did we learn today? Well, We learn that there is always hope, even when you're not sure. So thankful that my mom's doing well and recovering well. You can find all kinds of wonderful stuff, as we know, at Old Farm Fine Foods. Find that special gift for that special someone. And lastly, no matter where you may find yourself on your journey in life, you have value. Always remember that. So we are going to end things out with Better Days by Nicolette and the Nobodies. Interesting song. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. And you all have a Merry Christmas and take care.